You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That's Ripship with Fearsome Engine from their brand new album, Fearsome Engine. And we've got Ray and Callum of Ripship on the line. Kia ora, how are you guys?
Good morning.
Hi, we're good. How are you?
Good. It's nice to hear from you guys down in Ponaki now, which is a loss for us here in Tamaki Makaurau. But how are you finding the Windy City?
It's all actually right. Been not all that windy. Weather's been pretty crazy. But yeah, not too windy at least.
That's good.
That was nice.
Well, we're sad to have lost you as our resident shredders on Karangahape Road, but it is definitely Wally's gain. Congratulations on Fearsome Engine. This is a huge debut record. It feels like it's been a long time in the making, but I'm amazed by how sort of realised and incredibly deep the world you've built with this is. Tell us a wee bit about where Fearsome Engine sort of started. Do you guys have a vision for this whole record, or did songs come about on their own? What was the process here?
I think a lot of it is songs that we've been performing live for a really long time, and we kind of already constrained ourselves to a kind of sci-fi fantasy theme, so it was really easy to, like you say, I guess, put them all together and kind of try and weave a world out of it.
Yeah, quite a lot of ideas were cut to kind of keep it short and tight. There were a lot of songs we tried live and then they didn't really work out. or yeah.
I was going to say
over those few years of writing it.
Sorry, Cal, I'm talking over you there. But I was going to say, is it when you say you constrained it and you've sort of had this all these different ideas that you've been trying out? When I've been listening to this record, it feels very cohesive. I'm not sure if I'm correct in trying to draw a narrative through the whole album, or if that's maybe something that's come after the fact. But is there a specific world, a specific sort of set of characters or a zone that you're kind of entering into with this, or is it a little bit looser than that?
I mean, we like to kind of retroactively imagine a single world with a single through line, you know? Maybe we could put every song on some kind of timeline, some kind of multiversal map, you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
But it's not very intentional.
It's, yeah. They all kind of fit on a timeline, along with some of the songs from Greebles. It's...
Taken some notes out of King Gizzard's book with that one.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, they are very good at doing that, kind of finding the world maybe after the fact, and somehow it sounds like it was there all along.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're crazy. Well, their fans are crazy as well. We need some crazy Ripship fans diagramming out the whole...
Do people do that? Verse. Do people do that for King Gizzard? Is there like a mind...
Oh, absolutely.
A mind map? Wow, I need to see
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
That sounds fantastic. That's going to be my homework this afternoon, is to go find the King Giz mind map verse. So this is a really special collaboration with some friends of yours who've been, you know, I guess helping you along the journey so far. Peter Riddell, I'm specifically thinking of here, who mixed and recorded most of this. Tell us a wee bit about the team that kind of helped you put this thing together.
I mean, yeah, we approached Peter from the start, basically. We're just huge fans of his music, basically, and we were absolutely stoked to work with him. We worked with Ryan Brand as well. He's opened up a studio called Cordial Studios. We were like one of his first customers, but he's
cool,
really amazing at what he does. He's like built his whole studio, he's got amazing gear, and he actually knows how to use it, which is fantastic. So he recorded all of our guitars.
But recording and producing with Peter was really special, I think, because Ripship's music is quite cheesy, goofy, and we had lots and lots of creative freedom to kind of cheese it up. And so we were in the studio, you know, you're doing high passes, mm-hmm. low passes, silly vocal echoes and delays that are like really overly dramatic that you wouldn't really get away with in like, I don't know, really serious, emotionally sincere music. So we were all having a real blast in the studio with it.
It's so funny that you say that, though, because obviously, like, you've created these kind of science fiction characters, and as you said, there's a lot of like fun that you're having with the way you've put this record together. But I always sort of listen to this and it feels very sincere to me. Maybe that is the little sci-fi nerd in me as well. But I find like science fiction's always a really great mirror for the world. And I think your music does a very, you know, good version of that. And also a cathartic version, because you can sort of mosh out a bit to it as well. What's it feel like for you guys, I guess, writing and creating in this way? Because it's a very specific decision you've made to work in the science fiction realm.
I think like we just constantly are consuming science fiction media, whether it's books or movies, and I think a lot of those topics are really easy to write about because a lot of them haven't been covered before. So if I don't know, if you're going into writing a song and you want to make it like a love song or a breakup song, I think you really have to have a unique point of view,
mm-hmm.
To be successful with that. Whereas if the topic itself is already, you know, very unique, and you're kind of covering, like, at least as far as I know, you know, new ground with it. Ideas flow more easily, and I feel like you have to be less self-critical.
Yeah, Ripship has the best song about putting lube on a Rubik's Cube,
exactly.
By default, because there are no other songs about it.
the number one world champ of lubing the cube.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot of fun with your music videos. We've talked about the Lube the Cube video before and the kind of visual element of it. Is that something you're hoping to explore more with this record as well?
With music videos?
Yeah, music videos.
We did one for Fearsome Engine for the title track with the same director as Loop the Cube, actually, Alan Jones Poole.
Really love how that came out. It was really fun to make. Music videos are hard. It's almost like, there's so much fun for the creator, and, you know, they're good on the paper with the social medias, you know, they're like, oh yeah, create a shareable thing. But they're kind of less relevant than they were, you know, in like 2005, when everyone was sitting at their mum's laptop, you know, watching Lady Gaga music videos.
True, yeah.
It's kind of not the method of discovery anymore, but I do love making music videos.
Fun to celebrate it as its own thing then, maybe less of a tool and more of a just for the love of it kind of experience.
Totally.
Yeah, totally. It's low priority for Ripship, I think, but still we'd like to put out a music video with, you know, at least one per album, maybe.
I would love like a Ripship graphic novel. That's what I'm looking for, is like the companion graphic novel to the record or something.
It's not a bad idea.
That's a good idea.
Putting it out there.
We need to find some graphic novelists.
Anyone listening, get amongst. I want to talk about the next track we're going to listen to, which is called The Spire. This one has got some extremely Hundies heavy bits towards the end. It's a really amazing song that I'm looking forward to catching live eventually. What's the, I guess, the story or the world behind this one? You can give as much or as little away as feels necessary, but I'm keen to hear a wee bit about it.
Kind of unfortunately it's based on a dream, but like a really, really vivid dream that I think kind of was pulling in themes of, I don't know, I guess like climate change and environmental catastrophe. And then this really trippy image of an infinitely tall mountain.
Ooh.
And I was like, that's scary. I'm going to write a song about it. And there was a really heavy riff, and we thought the chorus kind of slapped on top of it. And that's what The Spire is.
It's an excellent track. And it's an excellent record. Fearsome Engine on Bubblegum Pink Vinyl as well, thanks to 1 to 12 Records, which is pretty cool. Where can people grab a copy of it?
I think it's in, like, most of the big record stores now. Like, you can get it at Flying Out, you can get it at Real Groovy.
JB Hi-Fi?
I think it's at JB Hi-Fi now.
Nice.
Get it on our Bandcamp.
Yeah, it's on our Bandcamp. It's on 1 to 12 Records, their site.
It'll be at our gigs. Come to a gig.
Yeah.
Excellent. And before we let you go as well, I just saw that you have contributed a track to a very cool compilation raising funds for Women's Refuge as well, that's put out by the Morris Street Network, called Felt Cute Might Delete. So we'll link that up in the podcast as well, because that's also another very good cause and a great tune that you've released there. Nice little special cut, an extra track for big fans.
Yeah, highly recommend everything on that compilation. There's some really, some funny stuff and some really amazing, impressive demos.
Yeah, there's like 40 songs and it costs
nothing. But you should donate.
Yes.
You know.
Totally. Hey, thanks so much, Ray and Callum, for chatting with us. Congrats again on your brilliant record. We're going to listen to The Spire by Ripship from Fearsome Engine now. And we'll see you guys soon.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks. See ya.
Thank you.
huge, huge track from Ripship. That is The Spire from their brand new album, Fearsome Engine, which you've got to go get in your life one way or another. You can grab it from Bandcamp digitally or physically. You can order your record from there. Or you can head into your local record store and support two local things at once, a great brick-and-mortar record shop and a great band from Tamaki Makaurau, but now based down in Pōneke. So if you're in Wellie or you've got mates down there, tell them to keep an eye out for Ripship gigs, and we'll hopefully see them back up here to play some shows in the not-too-distant future. Thank you to Ray and Callum for chatting with us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.